Thank you, Elizabeth. Now some news about travel in our area. This includes roadworks, road closures and rail journey improvements. We start with a new roundabout at an A140 black spot, problems with deer straying onto roads, the closure of city roads for a Netflix Christmas shoot, and a faster train service to London.
Work to build a new £4.6 million roundabout at a Norfolk Accident black spot is about to begin, with council leaders promising it will cut crashes and reduce delays. 15 people have been hurt in crashes at the Hempnall Crossroads on the A140 in the past 5 years, with one person seriously hurt. Two-thirds of the crashes in which people were injured happened when vehicles were joining the A140 from the side roads at the crossroads. And council leaders are confident installing a roundabout at the site will cut the crashes, but also unlock economic growth in the area. Alison Thomas, County Councillor for Long Stratton, whose division includes the Hempnall Crossroads, said, "The case for an improvement at this junction was clear, as the accident record sadly speaks for itself. This vital roundabout will make this section a road safer and make it easier for drivers to access the A140 at this point, without the need to detour for safety purposes. This will cut the daily delays that people have had to face, particularly on the B1527 to Hempnall. While preparatory work has been done, including diversions of electricity poles, water pipes and phone lines, the diggers have now moved in and the main work on the new roundabout started on Monday, the 20th of May.
Highways England has released data from a number of studies which show that about 400 people were injured and around 20 killed each year in deer-related collisions, which result in the deaths of between 40,000 and 74,000 animals. The latest statistics come just days after an inquest was opened into the death of a Norwich motorist who was killed in a crash on the A11 after an initial collision with a deer. Ricky Lodes, aged 31, of Colossus Way, Norwich, died on Monday, April the 29th, near Wyndham. At the time, a police spokesman said emergency services attended the scene around 4:55 a.m. after two cars hit a deer. There was then a collision involving an HGV, and Mr. Lodes died at the scene. An inquest opening at Norwich Coroner's Court earlier this month heard the cause of death was given as multiple injuries due to a road traffic collision. A full inquest will take place on October the 23rd. And with this time of year seeing a peak in deer collisions, as many of the animals crossing roads seeking new territories, Highways England, together with the Deer Initiative, a group which looks to maintain a healthy deer population, have teamed up to give advice to drivers. It includes checking speed, staying alert, dipping headlights if drivers see deer, to avoid the animals freezing on the spot, and looking for other deer if you see one.
Filming on Jingle Jangle, a musical being produced by singer John Legend, will take place in and around Elm Hill from Saturday, June the 1st, until Monday, June the 10th. The musical will star Forrest Whitaker, who has appeared in Black Panther and The Last King of Scotland, and will be directed by David E. Talbot. It will follow a toy maker as he struggles to get his magical new invention to work in time for Christmas. Production company Fantastic Productions has made arrangements with residents and business owners, with some allowing their shops to be used as filming locations. But the shoot will cause disruption to traffic. Elm Hill, Princes Street, the Monastery, Tombland Alley and Wagon and Horses Lane will be completely shut from June the 1st to June the 10th. During the same 10-day period, Redwell Street will be closed from its junction with St George's Street to its junction with St Andrew's Street. Wensum Street and Fybridge Street, which lead onto Magdalen Street, will also be shut from 9:05 a.m. until 4:15 p.m. over the period, with diversions for cars via Palace Street, Whitefriars and Fishergate. But buses on routes such as firsts 11, 12, 13, 21, 22, 36, 37, 38 and 39 services, the Connect Bus 50, 50A, 501 and 502 services, and Sanders 23, 24, 43, 44 and 45 services will not be able to use those diversions. It means buses and lorries may have to wait for up to 15 minutes before they are allowed to get past Wensum Street and Fybridge Street onto Magdalen Street, with a delay board held up to prevent them getting down the road. A City Council spokesman said, "These road closures are linked to the exciting filming project taking place around Elm Hill this June. The closures have been arranged by the council on behalf of the production company, who consulted with local businesses and residents. The cobbled streets of Elm Hill have attracted filmmakers before. The 2000 film Stardust, which starred Charlie Cox, Claire Danes, Michelle Pfeiffer, Sienna Miller and Robert De Niro, was shot in the street."
The fastest ever train service between Norwich and London was welcomed by commuters and business leaders at its launch. Train operator Greater Anglia has introduced four extra services between Norwich, Ipswich and London Liverpool Street, with a total journey time of 90 minutes. At the launch, the company achieved its target, arriving in London within 88 minutes and returning to Norwich in 90 minutes. Commuters welcomed the new faster journeys, but said that reliability was still a key issue. Jamie Burles, Greater Anglia's managing director, said achieving Norwich in 90 was a big step in the transformation of the region's railway. The new service is initially being provided by the company's existing trains, but will eventually switch to its new fleet. Mr. Burles said the new trains will be drip-fed into service this summer. He added, "As customers speed through East Anglia into London, they'll be able to enjoy longer trains with more seats, USB and plug points, Wi-Fi, better passenger information and improved journey times." The new service shaves 12 minutes off the current fastest journey time between Norwich and the capital and 4 minutes off the journey between Ipswich and London. Businesses and politicians in East Anglia have been making the case for faster journey times for a decade. Once the new trains are introduced, Greater Anglia said its timetable will be optimised to reduce journey times on other services.
A blunder saw speed bumps too low to properly slow traffic installed in Norwich's roads, and now streets need to be shut again so mistakes can be put right. 6 humps were installed in Waterloo Road and 5 in Angel Road during work between July and September last year. They were put in as part of the £320,000 scheme, which also included road resurfacing and improvements to cycle paths. But concerns were raised. The cycle-friendly road humps were not installed correctly and did not sufficiently slow traffic. Council officers discovered some of the humps, which should have been 75 millimetres high, were only 35 millimetres high, so contractor Tarmac needs to make them taller. This will mean road closures in the locality. Chris Isgate, manager of the Duke of Wellington pub in Waterloo Road, said the timing of closures was not ideal, as it coincides with the City of Ale Festival. A spokeswoman for Transport for Norwich said, "We are obviously disappointed that the speed humps in the Angel Road area weren't constructed in line with the original design. Our contractor, Tarmac, has responded to the request for this to be corrected and will also be covering the cost for the work. This has been programmed to take place during half-term to help minimise disruption, but we apologise for any inconvenience caused and would like to thank those affected for their patience while the work is completed." Tarmac said they could not say how much it would cost them to redo the work, but apologised for the inconvenience.
This next article is about the changes at the Earlham Five Ways Roundabout, which are going to cause the closure of Earlham Road for 3 months. And I thought I might just add as a preamble that when they built the new Suez Canal about 7 years ago, it took the Egyptians a total of 6 months to build the entire canal. Now, bearing that in mind, here is a story about a closure for 3 months relating to one roundabout on Earlham Road. Work to change the layout of the Earlham Five Ways roundabout begins on June the 3rd in a bid to reduce accidents at the junction. It comes after an investigation in 2016 revealed the number of accidents particularly involving cyclists, at the roundabout was on the increase. The work will see Bluebell Road, Gypsy Lane and Earlham Green Lane closed at their junctions with the roundabout until August the 30th, the project's expected completion date. The council said that most of the work will take place during the school summer holidays to help minimise disruption. Along with the closures, there will be two-way traffic signals along Earlham Road. Signed diversion routes, suitable for HGVs, will be put in place during the closures. Temporary crossings and walkways will also be provided to help pedestrians and cyclists cross the road and travel through the site. The council said the project has been funded by a £750,000 grant from the Department for Transport. It's the first of two projects in the area to improve safety for cyclists. So God help us when they start the other one.
That is all from this part of Chatterbox. In a few minutes, Sophie Yeomans and John Francis will be presenting more news and information. But for now, it is goodbye from him,
Rupert Hipwell, and her,
Sarah Lomax.